our second reader, Stephen Dawson.
Thank you very much. Thank you, James, Mr. Spofest, and this is to the spirit of the Queen of the Prairies. I, as well, was a neophyte under the great Debbie Noland. I say great because so many writers that have come through Spofest, published, just students, they mentioned Debbie. She's a hub. She, James and I, when we were in going to State Fair Community College, that's how we got our start doing spoken word. We performed spoken word before, but not really in front of people. Well, Mom, she heard it. She heard us upstairs. It was a big house, wood floors echoed quite a bit. Now, I performed at the July SpoFest, and what I'm doing is I'm reading a longer piece. I'm reading basically episodes. But thanks to some of my supporters who on Friday helped me sort of polish this piece, what I'm creating is sort of each SpoFest I'm going to read a different piece, but they stand alone. So thanks to my wife and James for helping me round off this work. This is a fiction piece, and it takes place in Kansas City. And the three main characters, Henry, David, and Susan, basically, they started before this actual writing came about. Speaking of spoken word, James and I were in a sketch comedy team known as Team Mutation, and these characters were developed then. So, for instance, if you're familiar with the British comedy Absolutely Fabulous, that started as a sketch comedy, and then they wrote it up and sort of thing. So it's the same effect there. But just to catch people up, it's a story about Kansas City. It's an American story, but it's also about addiction. It's about different types of addiction. Legal, illegal, pharmaceutical, carbohydrates, religion, relationships, all addictions. And the characters are each based around a separate addiction. And I'd like to start, Jim has been putting an audio studio together at his house, and I began writing some lyrics. And after I turned 30, it somehow became important for me to create American art, not something different, something the same, something based on the traditions, the things that came before me. So I'm working up some lyrics to create some songs at Mr. Bryant's studio, writing off of poetry, like Tom Waits, like Bob Dylan. There's a story there. And so I'd like to share a song, the lyrics of a song, about the story, so it'll catch everybody up to the basic tone of it. It's called Of Chemical Bondage. Reborn through the bond of street kids, Henry befriend black market, the golden summer procured unique connections. But the fall saw the end to home free friends. Shake now, do the shake, fixer religious and lovers, do the shake now, do the shake. The death of radio shoots forward, a rather lonely man, a curator looking for a new life. David met Henry, then Susan, all with a different addiction, entering a life of crime. The fixers, religious, and lovers brought wealth to triumvirate, but if they don't back away from it, they'll sell all their limbs to be straight. Shake now, do the shake. So as you can tell, it's a song, it has a chorus to it, and so you can get the sort of the feeling of a friendship there, but also a confusing cluster of addictions. And I don't know if everyone here saw the article, the interview with Mr. Bryant, with John Hansen from the Sedalia Democrat. I'm referenced in it, so I am famous now, by the way. And they only brought me up because I was unique in the fact that I'm the only male performer today. And so I basically selected a piece that's mainly from a Venusian perspective. It's around Susan, the female character, of course. And this is on Baltimore Avenue in Kansas City. Susan feeds the meter on Baltimore Avenue and makes her Hyundai's alarm system squeak a second time for good measure. Welcome to 106.1 FM, how can I help you? The secretary asks. Susan leans against the counter to look down at the small voice. I'm here to take the tour. The secretary looks down.